We all fear dementia. Who wouldn't? It's not well understood, and it's an indiscriminate condition. 5.4 million people in the U.S. alone are living with Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia. 70% of those patients are cared for by a family member or a friend. That's according to the Dementia Spotlight Foundation, which was founded and is based in Decatur. The Dementia Spotlight Foundation is putting on a unique event Monday night, spotlighting, if you will, the changing culture of dementia and the value of humor and laughter for all involved. Light Up Atlanta features celebrity guest Jack McBrayer. And the evening is hosted by my guest, Carolyn Cook. We're also joined by Atlanta actor and improviser Nick Gibbons. Welcome back to City Lights.
Thank you so much, Lois.
Yes, thanks a lot. It's good to be here.
Oh, great to have you here. Well, the very name of this event elicits a smile. Live, laugh, light up. How did this project come about?
Well, this was the brainchild of Robin Andrews and Whitney Altman, who founded the Dementia Spotlight Foundation, and they are absolutely dedicated to just knocking fear out of the equation as much as possible and to spotlighting all of the different ways of dealing with dementia that highlight creativity, laughter, compassion, empathy, great relationships, all of the things that go with engaging people and empowering people who have dementia or who care for someone with dementia. I mean, I think the idea is the Dementia Spotlight Foundation says, until there's a cure, and of course, with any condition that impairs people in any way, it would be marvelous to find a cure and eradicate that from the face of the earth. But dementia is really, really challenging in terms of finding some sort of medical cure for it. In the meantime, we have all these people, you gave a really high number there, who are living with dementia. And the question is, can you live well with dementia? And the answer is uncategorically, yes, yes, you can. Yes. If you and the people around you are willing to embrace the situation, love each other, laugh through it, and find ways to celebrate what is still possible instead of focusing on what you're losing. And I think that that is what the Dementia Spotlight Foundation and Whitney and Robin are all about promoting.
And you have personal experience with this, Carolyn.
I absolutely do. Yes. My mom is 91. We just had her birthday party on Sunday. We took her to a Decatur restaurant and they put a sparkler in her dessert. And my husband took a picture of her with the biggest grin you have ever seen on any face in your life. There is joy all the way through the journey. Mom was diagnosed about 8 years ago, and she's continued to, I'll go ahead and use the word decline cognitively. But as a person, she's still someone to know, someone to love, someone to spend time with. I was just showing Nick some pictures on my phone before we came in here of a moment at the park yesterday where we met somebody who was walking her grand dog. And her grand dog is about the size of my fist. So, and a puppy. And just, you know, my mom and a puppy. I mean, what could be more fun? What could bring more joy?
Is she able to live at home still?
She lives in assisted living, which is in an assisted living that's 5 minutes from my home and 10 minutes from my sister's home. And so, you know, she has an apartment of her own. She has 3 meals a day from the assisted living. I have other friends, including Whitney and her mother, who are caring for a person diagnosed with dementia in the home. I know my mother-in-law has reached the point where she needs to be in a nursing home. So my husband and I both have parents with dementia. And so at every level of care and of need, there's the opportunity for relationship. And I think that's what we keep trying to say. And a vital part of any relationship is finding humor and joy.
In 1964, the journalist Norman Cousins was diagnosed with a rare connective tissue disease and told he had only a few months to live, get your affairs in order. his doctor, who was a friend, told him he had a 1 in 500 chance of survival. And cousin said, no.
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm not ready for it.
I don't like those odds. I'm going to change this.
And, you know, 1964, he did something that was considered revolutionary. I mean, he took charge of his healing, what eventually was his healing. And in addition to the scientific part, which involved megadoses of vitamin C, he got hold of an old-fashioned movie projector and reels of Marx Brothers.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I mean, this, you know, we're talking 20 years before VCRs. This wasn't easy, but he found that the harder he laughed, he forced himself to laugh till his stomach hurt, that he believed he was improving.
He got better.
Of course, there was no way to scientifically prove, because it would have involved people with the same disease who were told not to laugh. And, you know,
that's right. You don't
want to be in that control group.
But he lived 26 years beyond that and died from something unrelated to that.
Completely other.
So the power of laughter and humor is profound. I mean, Nick, you know this.
Yes.
What is some of what you are doing to address this with dementia sufferers and their loved ones?
Well, I think Nick and I were talking about this before we came in, and just the value of humor in every aspect. Everybody has difficulty in their life, right?
Everybody has problems in their life. And it's just, you know, looking at those problems in a different way. You know, several times in my life, I've cried so much that I just started laughing. Like it rolled into laughter and it made me feel better. And it's a way to deal with problems. It's like a pressure valve release for bad times. And I think it's extremely important to keep that in mind. A lot of people forget to laugh, and it's an important part of life. It's a big part.
A lot of times I'll be with my mom and we'll be driving around, and I'll come to a red light and realize, oh shoot, you know, I just missed it. I just missed the green light. Ah, shoot. And my mom will say, bang. And we'll both burst into laughter. We laugh. We accuse each other of being silly and crazy. And the willingness to just go there and not take it so darn seriously, but be willing to find the humor in the simplest thing has gotten me through a lot. I'm sure there's a benefit to my mom, but there's a benefit to me. And I think that one of the important things about dementia care, and one of the things that Whitney and Robin want people to learn through the Dementia Spotlight Foundation, is it is a condition that affects the whole family, right? It affects everybody. Mm-hmm. It's going to affect the little kids. It's going to affect the adults who are caring for their adult parents. And everybody needs the capacity to use that pressure valve. Yeah. I love what Nick said about that.
Well, take us through some of the highlights of the evening. Carolyn is hosting. Nick is performing. Tell us, what are some of the highlights?
Well, Nick, tell us about your group and what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm in the second half of the show. We're going to be doing some long-form improv, and I believe we're going to be interviewing someone. I can't remember his name.
Robert Bowles, who's living with dementia, and a couple of other people who have volunteered to be part of this, who have magnificent stories to tell. And when I say living with dementia, I do mean living well with dementia. They already have a diagnosis. I know Robert's diagnosis is Lewy body dementia, which is what Robin Williams had. And Robert is actively out there in the community letting people know, I'm still here. If you have dementia, you're still here. There are things we can do, and there are ways that we can be present in the world. And he is actively—he was a pharmacist for, I think, 30 years, and now he is completely 100% a dementia care advocate and a living well with dementia advocate. Nick and Robert are going to be on the stage together.
Yeah, we're going to interview him and then have that sort of inform our improv. We're going to listen to some stories from him and then use that as you know, fuel for what we're going to do afterwards. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We have some really talented local people. Amber Nash, who's a voice on Archer, is going to be in the show. Of course, Jack McBrayer is coming down. He's originally from Conyers, so he's a local guy.
We're just, you know, okay. Jack McBrayer is coming down. Kenneth. Wow. From
yes, Kenneth from 30 Rock is coming down.
And
that's
Nick,
right.
You are responsible for his appearance.
Well, a little bit. I was in New York for a long time doing improv, and that's where I met Jack. And before all the superstardom happened, so we became friends, and we sort of kept up together. And he gave me a call out of the blue and said, "I have an old friend from high school, Robin, who's putting this show together, and would love some help finding some local people." So I said, "Sure, let's do this." So we found some people, and we started putting the show together a couple months ago. So.
This is marvelous. If you're just joining us, my guests are Carolyn Cook and Nick Gibbons. They're part of Light Up Atlanta, the event at the Buckhead Theater Monday evening, a night of improv, comedy, and more, benefiting the Dementia Spotlight Foundation. So, Nick, your background is in improv. I just interviewed Alan Alda, who will be in Atlanta next week.
That's
on
fantastic.
Tuesday. He'll be at the Marcus JCC. His new book is about the art and science of communication, and his answer to improving communication is working with scientists on improv. Actually, he believes improv exercises can help marriages. Friends.
So I'm practically a doctor.
Okay.
Then. Yeah, I'll take it.
Please
refer to me as Dr. Gibbons. Yes,
yes, Dr. Gibbons.
What is it, Dr. Gibbons, that makes improv exercises so magical?
Well, I think it's so funny because people say that watch improv that don't do it think it's amazing. It's the magic trick that you're doing on stage. and I say to them as we're talking, I say, no, we're improvising right now. This conversation we're having wasn't scripted, so you're improvising every day of your life. You just don't do it in front of people. I think that's the main thing. But all the tenets of improv are based in good communication. It's listening and being positive and throwing back ideas and adding new information to the situation. So it's crucial in life to have all these abilities to just deal with people and everything. So improv is great for that.
And how will that play out on Monday?
Monday we'll be doing. My set is long form improv, which is an extension. It's instead of like short little games, we'll be doing longer scenes with a little bit more meat in them. So there's a lot, you have to listen to what the other person's saying, so you can then translate what they're doing and add to the scene. So it's just all these communication skills will come into play as we're building a scene together from nothing. So yeah, it's very important too.
And Lois, I'll defer to Dr. Gibbons because yes. I am not an improv professional.
No, but you're an actor and director, and you write a blog about living with dementia.
I will say, though, that in the first half of our show, we also have short form. So we have Karen yes. Stobie and her husband, Mundy, who will also be performing in the first half of the show. And they have taken four relatives through the dementia journey and are absolutely convinced that improv has made everything possible. They are the first people that I heard of who really used the improv first commandment of yes and. Never say no. Mm-hmm. That's commandment one, I think, of the one improv class I took a long time
very
ago.
Very important not to say no.
It's to say yes and. So whatever another person throws you in an improv, you say yes and, or you some version of that, which is absolutely crucial in dementia care. When my mom says, my laundry was stolen, I say, oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. And would you like to go to a thrift store? Because that sends us in a positive direction. If I say, no, Mom, your laundry was not stolen, then she begins to think of me as a person who doesn't believe her. I'm not to be trusted. I can no longer care for her. You have to say yes. You have to say yes. And Karen and Mundy do brilliant work on this. They have a TED Med talk on this that you can Google. So
listening. This basic tenet, and yet look at the power of listening along with the humor and
being willing to enter another person's world, another person's reality. I think that's the biggest challenge for most people who encounter someone with dementia. The person with dementia's brain is giving them signals about what's true. Those might not be the same signals that you and I are getting anymore, okay? And what you have to do is say, hey, that's where that brain is. And if I want to have a relationship with my mom, I got to go there. I got to go there. I got to love her. I got to say yes, Anne, and I got to laugh.
Atlanta actress, director, and dementia advocate Carolyn Cook will host Light Up Atlanta, Live, Laugh, Light Up Atlanta, Monday evening at the Buckhead Theater. Nick Gibbons is a featured performer and friend of special guest Jack McBrayer. I actually spoke with Jack this time last year, and we'll listen back to a portion of that conversation in about 2 minutes. But not before I tell you that we'll have more information about Live, Laugh, Light Up Atlanta posted later today on our website at wabe.org/citylights. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lois.